And, Mike, the game that's getting the most attention, and it should, is the SEC title game. That's going to be a 4 p.m. Eastern kick right up the road here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. A rematch of last year's national title game in the same stadium between undefeated Alabama 12-0 and Georgia 11-1. Of course, this game's going to have more implications on the final college football rankings than all the other games combined on Saturday. But one thing we have to look at, and you've pointed this out to me several times, that since the playoffs started happening and teams actually could play 15 games to win the national championship, no team has ever finished 15-0, and we're talking about Division I-A teams, not 1AA or Division II or Division III or NAI, but no 1A teams have ever finished the season 15-0.
It's hard to do, and Coach Saban, as great a coach as he is, he's had one undefeated team in his career, and that was the 09 Alabama team. It's really tough to do, especially from a Power 5 conference, and that's what Alabama's trying to do. And it's a tough road because they'll have to get through Georgia. If they get past Georgia, then they'll eventually have to play a semifinal game. And possibly to be 15-0, they'd have to win the title. That's a tough stretch. This game, Coach, Alabama opened at 12. They immediately went to 13 today. You see it as high as 14 or 14.5 in some casinos. And Vegas had to set the line high. Alabama's defeated every opponent by 22 points or more.
Mike, and if just 3 short years ago, or maybe even just a couple of years ago, we talk about Alabama football, we're not talking about scoring a lot of points. We're talking about scoring enough points to win the game and let that dominant defense take over and control the football game. Well, things changed. And they change rather quickly. And, of course, Nick Saban is amazing at adapting and changing routes and changing philosophies and making it look seamless. But almost seamless, Alabama has turned into an offensive football team. But in my mind, what I've seen looking back and observing the whole spectrum, right now you can't have a game manager at quarterback and expect to win the national championship. And that's why, even though I like Notre Dame as a great football team, I think they're a very solid football team, and Ian Book is a great quarterback. 4 or 5 years ago, he would be one of the premier quarterbacks in the nation as a game manager, but he's not electrifying. He can't make things happen both with fantastic throws and unbelievable runs like a Tua Tagovailoa can. Like Kyler Murray can. And then you have the Jake Fromms and Tracy Lawrence. What am I trying to say?
Trevor Lawrence.
I'm thinking of the old country music star, Trevor Lawrence of Clemson. Not like those guys. Because in my mind, you have Tagovailoa and you have Kyler Murray, and then you have all the other quarterbacks. But again, going back to this, I look at this game. And, of course, I believe that Oklahoma has the best chance of beating Alabama simply because of their offense and Kyler Murray. And then I see Lawrence and Fromm being next in there, and then I see Notre Dame way back. Even though I respect Notre Dame, I like Notre Dame. I love to see them do well. But at the same time, you've got to have a playmaker. And the one thing that Jake Fromm can do, I think he's great with throwing hot routes. I think he can throw the ball down the field. He can run a little bit, but I don't know if he can run enough to beat this Alabama football team.
Well, I think Fromm is underrated, and I think he's elevated his level of play because Fields came in, highly recruited kid that's played. And I think Fromm is well above Fields at this point because Fields is a freshman. But in my opinion, I understand your point about Oklahoma because they would try to get it, turn a game versus Alabama into a track meet, and then their offense would be good enough. And I'll say this. There's no way to word this properly to where I don't get criticized for it. But if you compare the Alabama defense of this year to every other defense that under Saban since he got there, from 08, all those other defenses are better across the board than this defense. And this defense is not bad. It's a very solid defense, but it's not dominant like those defenses were. So I get your point with Oklahoma. My opinion, I see Georgia and Clemson having the best chance to knock off Alabama, mainly because Georgia's been there and played. They outplayed Alabama in Atlanta last year, but they came up short. Remember, the Tide never led that game until the final play of the game. So the Georgia players, they're not going to be intimidated, but it's very simple to me. If Alabama plays their A game, they'll win the game.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, if you watch the game on Saturday, if Georgia gets into any second 26 situations, they won't be playing cover two. I guarantee you that much. they'll remember. And of course, for the novice fan, Georgia was in a cover two coverage, and that's where the touchdown pass was completed. And from a coaching standpoint, second 26, you're never in true cover two. But anyway, looking at this game, I think Georgia can play well. I think these are the best running back combo that Alabama has faced all year. I think this is the most complete team that Alabama has played all year. But again, does Georgia have enough to actually beat Alabama?
I think they do, and that's crazy because it's not crazy, but when Alabama dominates the way they've dominated, beating every opponent by three touchdowns or more all year, and then the point spread comes out at 12. So that's the first thing you got to look at. The point spread tells me that Georgia covers the game. It doesn't tell me they're going to win it. Because, again, Alabama, they've blown out all 12 opponents. I'm going to take the points in this game. Regardless of who wins, SEC is going to have a team playing for the national title for the 13th consecutive year. And if Alabama wins, it's going to mark the 10th straight year that either Alabama or Auburn have played in the BCS title game or in the college football playoff.
You know, Mike, we've been doing you and I have been doing radio together now for what, 3-4 years, and you've always brought this up. And sooner or later, this trend is bound to end, either the SEC not getting a team in or either Alabama or Auburn one being in. But, you know, this year it looks like the trend is going to continue, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't see how it can't, because if Georgia wins, they're in.
Yep.
If Alabama wins, they're in, and there's a scenario where they both could be in again.
And, Mike, we don't have to go into that in detail because, obviously, we covered that in an earlier segment of the show. But I will say this. If Georgia beats Alabama and Oklahoma has an impressive win over Texas and somehow Alabama just drops to number four and Oklahoma doesn't jump to that fourth spot, heads will be exploding across the rest of the country.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be a replay of last year, and Coach, all the more reason to go to eight teams, because most years there are eight teams that have a legitimate chance to win it all.